Well, folks, we are very excited. We are at Applewood Restaurant and Inn, and this is Russian River at its best. This lady has walked by three times now. I'm going to ask her, what is your name, ma'am? You look familiar.
I am Chef Shelley Cerniand here at the Applewood.
Right, and we have done features together before. There are two dishes that are always on my mind when I'm approaching the dates to stay here at Applewood or have dinner. One of them we've already talked about, the beef, but that rack of lamb goes down in history every time I have it.
Oh, it is something special. Everyone loves the lamb. It's one of our flagship dishes here. Slowly roast that lamb with a nice crust made out of cocoa nibs. Just the sweetness of the lamb and the bitterness of the cocoa nibs just marries together, especially particularly good with that sherry braised chorizo.
Shelley is going to join us now, and we are going to enjoy this with a few different wines, and I think Pinot will be high on that list.
It's high on my list with this one.
Well, folks, I hope you're ready for a Pinot Noir tasting here. You are listening to Have Wine Will Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino, and we are at Handley Cellars. Ella Handley is sitting here with me. It's great to be with you. And Pinot Noir, you have four of them on the table. Do I look thirsty?
You look thirsty. Yes. We have four Pinots, and they're fairly different. The softest one is from Mendocino County General, not just Anderson Valley. And all the other ones are from Anderson Valley. Some are our estate from here, our own vineyard. And I have a personal vineyard at my house that we have quite a bit of Pinot Noir vineyards that we get to play in.
Let's take each one and let's talk about it, because I am finding out that even within 1 or 2 miles of vineyards of each other, they're totally different.
Absolutely. And in fact, at my own house, my upper vineyard is only a stone's throw from the other one. Soils are very different. They tend to ripen pretty close together, but it depends on the year. The lower one gets a little more heat, and the upper one gets a little more air drainage.
Pretty fascinating, because as you come up this valley, it's only 10, 11 miles long, and every mile seems to be a different mini climate.
Absolutely. The Boonville end of the valley is warm, and things tend to get ripe much sooner than the colder end. And where the winery is, it's a little on the edge of whether we really are at the deep end, which means we're cold a lot.
Well, you're towards the coast more.
We're very much more close to the coast. We get a lot of cold wind. We get a lot of fog. It allows us to be picking Chardonnays with a minerality rather than really overripe ones. We've replanted some new Chards, and they tend to be a little more verbose than the ones that have been here for 25 years, and they're kind of getting tired.
Let's talk about your reserve Pinot Noir. Now, that doesn't come out every vintage, and that is a very special wine.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a state reserve Pinot Noir. The structure in this vineyard is a little bit less forward, and it's nice fruit all the way through, from some of the red, some of the spicy, all the way through to a little bit of the darker flavors. But there's a lot of structure in that one. It's not made every year.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy a Pinot Noir tasting, but Chef just brought some great food and wine pairing to the table, and Miller and I have our hands full here. I hope you're hungry. A couple of dishes, four different Pinots. Compare and contrast.
I would say some of the bigger Pinots, the estate one, I would want to drink with something that has a little bit of fat in it, and whereas some of the other ones are more floral and a little more delicate, and so I wouldn't be going with red meat. Maybe I might go with a chicken or a rabbit. You know, I know a lot of people don't like to eat bunnies, but they're kind of yummy here every once in a while.
All right. Well, folks, Chef has a grin on his face because he brought two dishes to the table. So he was reading your mind beforehand here. And it's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Well, folks, we are at Handley Cellars here. Millet has a wine that I have not tasted. Now, I don't associate Syrah with Anderson Valley, so you have some fruit sourcing going on here.
Yes, we do. There are certain areas in Anderson Valley that are cold enough for everything that I make, but not warm enough for a lot of the richer wines, particularly the red wines. So we get a Syrah from Redwood Valley, and it's head pruned, and actually the owner of the vineyard is the county health inspector. And every time he comes with his grapes, he always has a glass of wine before he goes back home after he's delivered his grapes.
Well, you have to have a little bit of a treat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we also make a Zin from him, and we make a Syrah. And they both are basically not watered. They're old vines. Really nice structure. I like the Syrah because the clusters that it's head pruned and long, long tendrils that go out. And the clusters that are up above get a little warmer and they get a little riper. And the ones down below help with some more acidity and texture.
That's beautiful because you put them together in the blend and it's just a beautiful thing. You mentioned one of my favorite words there, Zinfandel. Now that is something we haven't talked about. And that's from Redwood Valley also.
Same vineyard. His actual Zin is not quite as energetic as it used to be. And it's not, they don't have irrigation on it and stuff like that. So, and last year, because I do the sampling, I must have sampled it 5 times before all of a sudden, yes, it was ripe. So it's always fun to be out there, and you just have to cross your fingers and eventually they will get ripe before a massive rain comes.
Each vintage is a new challenge here, and we're going to enjoy these wines with some great food right now. And I think these are perfect meat wines.
Absolutely. And Syrah is kind of meaty. It's kind of a gamey. This Syrah is probably less gamey than a lot of them, but I like it because it has a lot of density on the top grapes. And down below, much more, a little more red fruit and a little plumper and soft. And a lot of Syrahs are kind of hard, and this is a fairly forward one.
Food just came to the table. Miller and I are in for a treat here. Cheers. Well, folks, we have enjoyed yet another course here at Applewood Inn and Restaurant. And I don't know what is more famous, the inn or the restaurant. I think it's just a great combination sitting here. And we are out in the Russian River area. Tell folks about that a little bit. This is probably your homeland.
It's a hidden gem in Sonoma County. Everyone wants to go visit Santa Rosa or Sonoma, and they forget about the Russian River and the beautiful little city of Guerneville.
They really do, and it's very interesting. During the summer, it's a hard place to book a room. This time of the year, there's a little rain coming down out, and I love this time of year. You can get into the tasting rooms, and you might even be able to get a reservation in here for a couple of nights. This is a very hard spot to get into, but once you do, you'll keep coming back.
Absolutely, and later in the summer and the fall, reservations are definitely recommended.
We have enjoyed a night here already. We're on our second night. Tell us about this. I had this for dinner last night. This is one of my favorites.
It's definitely the flagship dish of the restaurant. It's a cocoa nib crusted rack of California lamb. Just take some cocoa nibs and grind them up, slather it on top of a lamb rack, and just roast it away to perfection. And we serve it with a sherry braised chorizo sauce, which complements the sweet bitterness of the chocolate perfectly.
Wow. It sounds as good as it looks and smells, and that all gets together, and your senses are on fire here, and these beautiful wines go perfectly with it. We have a number of them on the table. I can't decide if I like the Zin, the Pinot, or the Syrah, so I'm going to have all three.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll join you in all three.
We're enjoying some great food here, and Chef, you've been here for a while, and this must be a great place to come to work. I can see that everybody's just having a great time putting out an amazing product.
Yeah, you know, everything goes like clockwork.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy yet another wine and yet another course. We'll tell you about the wine right now on Have Wine, We'll Travel.